Kim Conant is back. She is the executive director, the Council for the Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect, and that's a mouthful.
Hey, you said that better than I do.
Wow.
I picked up the phone to answer the phone and it trips over my tongue.
I had to read it. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. I'm on my fourth week, just ending it tomorrow, and hit the ground running. And
so tell us how this all happened.
I actually saw the job opening on Indeed, and it had actually kind of closed, and I couldn't get through it. But I knew a gentleman who worked there and said, how can I apply for this? Has it been filled? And he said, no, it hasn't. Send me your resume. I'll forward it to the board. And the rest is history.
So you haven't been there long, but tell us what you know about organization.
We've been in the community for 41 years, which is astounding because when I go talk to people and tell them who I work for, I get this coon in the headlight stare. It's like, oh, that's going to change. Everybody's going to know what CPCAN is and what they do within 2 months. So we're on a good start.
Yeah, I would have never. Now, I've been here over 40.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Well, what makes us unique is that we focus on the prevention. We don't want child abuse to even happen.
Right.
So we focus on the prevention of it. We offer different programs and classes to that end. So we can start putting a nip in it. Jackson's one of the highest areas in the state for child abuse and neglect.
So we're not doing well.
No, we are not doing well. Pandemic doesn't make it any better either because there's so many more stressors right now. Parents have no jobs. Abuse is up across the board. It's not being reported because kids aren't in school. They're not going to the pools. People can't monitor and see what's going on and spot the red flags. So things are being reported, but not near as many as they would be normally.
Does your group work with the schools?
Yes. We have a truancy program. We want to get back with the schools when they get back in session and
right.
Everything is safe to do our stewards of children, child sexual abuse prevention. We would like to do whole programs and classes with the teachers, the administrators, parents, PTA groups, any medical field. I'm going to talk with the city and see if we can do something with their inspectors because they go in the homes to show them what to look for. We do a ROAR program just for kids. It's a 20-minute class because, you know, their little attention spans aren't that much longer than that.
Than mine.
Exactly. So it's it's children.
You agreed with that.
I did. children's age 4 to 8, and it's designed for a classroom or a group setting. It's an intervention. ROAR is an acronym. It's, remember, privates are private. It's okay to say no. Always talk about secrets. It's an acronym. And especially for kids, let them know you've got a voice. You don't have to be intimidated. You can say something. Mandated reporter training. Yeah, you see something, you need to report it. We teach you how and who to go through. Period of purple crying. You know, shaken baby syndrome has been an issue for a long time. Kids start crying. Purple is also an acronym, and it talks about the different stages of crying, like peak of crying, unexpected crying, resist the soothing that you give them, pain-like face if they're in pain, long-lasting and evening crying. So it teaches you how to deal with each and every one of those so you don't start shaking your baby and hurting them.
These are not happy topics.
I know, and it was the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to talk about it, but if it's not out there and gets talked about, it's going to continue. We have a public forum that we just started. It's a public discussion group, and if you go on our Facebook page, you can go on Facebook and search for CPCAN, and that'll come up. And on our Facebook page, or you can even do the public discussion group if you want to search for that. But under our groups, our discussion group is there. And it's to open up these topics so that people can discuss them. Our first one is racism in children. And I'm not going to get into the politics or anything like that because we don't do that. But we just deal with the children and how the effects affect their lives.
Right.
And we have a flyer that my assistant just put out. And it's like focus on hope and positivity to reassure and care for the child. How to do that. How to be a good role model. What to say. What not to say. If you're a caregiver, how to educate yourself about other ethnic groups so you'll be effective for everybody. I can be a good role model. Hate and racial trauma. And it might not just be the child who's receiving firsthand the racism, but maybe a little friend who's sitting back here witnessing it and what it does to them, too. So we're going to open up that forum today. You can get on Facebook today and join our group, and we're going to hold this discussion for a month. And your opinions, you know, of course, we're not going to entertain hatred or vulgarity or anything like that.
Wait, you said it was Facebook.
We want it's a group that you have to be approved to join.
Okay.
You have to answer a couple of questions before we accept you. But we want constructive things so this community can build. That's what we want to do, is to educate and get people's opinions and ideas.
So this will be a social forum.
It'll be a social forum. And it needs to be talked about. Our kids are worth it. We shouldn't be one of the highest areas in the state. Plain and simple, we shouldn't. And it takes the community to fix that.
All about education, isn't it, Kim?
It is. All about education. One of my goals, you see the little blue pinwheel mm-hmm. that I'm wearing? That's our logo. So if you see a pink ribbon, you automatically know that's breast cancer. My goal is anybody sees this blue pinwheel, automatically you're going to know that's to prevent child abuse and neglect. Right off the top. And we've got some virtual, of course, fundraisers we're going to be working on. I'll announce that in September. But everything's got to go virtual now. I've written a couple of grants to upgrade our communication systems, our phone lines.
So is COVID kind of tied you guys up too?
Yeah, we just reopened in last month.
Okay.
And we're going to start getting our classes back on. I'm trying to get the Nurturing Fathers class going. We can safely do 5 people in our home office for social distancing, and then we can bring other ones in virtually. So if you're interested in a class at all, or if you want us to come in and speak to your group about our classes, you can call me at 788-4239. I'm at extension 15. Or if you're on Facebook, you can catch me on Facebook. But we want to get the news out that Jackson is high for child abuse. Let's see what we can do to make the stressors a little more mild, because there's a lot of them right now. Mom and dad might not have a job. Poverty. It seems to breed in poverty. So let's get it out there and talk about it and make people more aware.
You know, one area you see abuse and you want to get involved and you don't want to get involved in somebody's personal business.
What if you're at Meijer and you see a mother who's got like 4 little ones behind her and one in the cart and maybe one yet in a car seat kind of thing? What are you going to do? And she's losing it, and the kids are yelling and screaming, and I want this and I want that, and mommy, I don't feel good, mommy, you don't love me, you're mean, and mama's about ready to lose it, and you can see that. What do you do? That's another topic of discussion that we can talk about maybe in another month. But you need to do something. But of course, you don't want to let the mother think you're going to steal her child, or
no.
Or worse yet, judge her, because that's part of the stressor that's coming in. My kids are bawling. Everybody's looking at me, wishing me I could shut my kids up. So that all adds into it.
But even if it's people you know, it's. I'm thinking it's hard to get involved.
I know I was on a plane one time, and a baby started to cry. And the mother was. And of course, on a plane, everybody wants it quiet and serene. They don't want any disturbance. Well, this baby was just having a horrible time. And I actually got up and went over and asked her, I said, could I hold your baby and you could just take a walk? And she agreed. She let me in, you know, a little bit of cold water on a napkin on the face to cool the child down. But she needed a break. She was at wit's end. Thank God she was open for me to help. But sometimes maybe they're not,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. Maybe they're scared, maybe they're intimidated, maybe they feel guilty, whatever. But we're going to have those kind of topics to talk about. What would you do if you saw this, or if you experienced that?
So go to your Facebook page.
Go to our Facebook page, CP Can. Like us while you're there. That would be awesome. We've got over 700 likes right now. And I think we got 715 likes and 729 followers. So that's up almost by 100.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting that going. Visit our website. All of our classes and everything are there. Just Google CPCAN and it brings it right up.
Kim, thanks for stopping by.
Greg, thanks for having me.
Good luck at CPCAN.
Thank you.